Step In, Bible Stories for Children.
Bethlehem was alive like never before. The narrow cobblestone streets were filled with people from all directions, each carrying bags, leading donkeys, or holding the hands of excited children. The air buzzed with the sound of conversations in different dialects. Colourful fabrics draped over market stalls fluttered gently in the evening breeze, while lanterns hung from doorways, casting a warm, golden glow that danced upon the buildings. Nabal stood outside his inn, wiping his brow with a cloth. He'd never seen so many people in his town before. "All this for a census," he exclaimed. His inn, the Bethlehem Rest, was the largest in town, but tonight even it seemed too small. Guests filled every room, and did people sleeping on blankets in the hallways. The scent of freshly baked bread and roasting meats wafted from nearby homes, mingling with the sweet aroma of spices sold by street vendors. Nabal's stomach rumbled, reminding him he hadn't eaten since the morning. But there's no time for that now. "Extra blankets to room 5, he called to his assistant, "and bring more water to the guests in the courtyard." As the sun began to set, the sky transformed into a canvas of pinks, oranges and purples. Nabal paused for a moment to admire the sunset. "That's beautiful," he thought. But his brief respite was interrupted by the sound of clattering pots. He turned to see a young boy who had tripped and spilled water everywhere. "Don't worry, accidents happen," Nabal said gently, helping the boy to his feet. He couldn't help but smile at the child's wide-eyed expression. Have you ever tried to help someone and felt happy about doing it? Well, that's how Nabal felt, tired but content. As darkness settled over Bethlehem, the stars began to twinkle one by one like tiny diamonds scattered across a velvet sky. Nabal noticed one star that shone brighter than all the others. "Strange," he murmured. "I've never seen that star before." Little did Nabal know this was not just any night. Something extraordinary was about to happen, something that would change not only his life, but the lives of people everywhere. Just as Nabal was about to sit down for a well-deserved rest, he heard a soft, hesitant knock at the door. He sighed deeply. Who could it be at this hour, he wondered. Wearily he walked over and opened the door. Standing before him was a young man named Joseph, his face lined with worry, and beside him was Mary, his wife, who was seated on a donkey, clearly expecting a baby very soon. His eyes reflected both exhaustion and a gentle hope. "Please, sir," Joseph began politely, his voice tinged with desperation. "We've travelled a long way from Nazareth. Do you have any room at your inn?" Nabal's heart sank. He looked back into his crowded inn, where every corner was occupied. "So sorry," he said. "Every room is full. Even the hallways are crowded." Joseph nodded, his shoulders drooping. Mary closed her eyes, holding her belly as if her baby might arrive at any moment. "Have you ever seen someone in need and wished you could help?" Well, that's exactly how Nabal felt. "Wait," Nabal said suddenly, an idea sparking in his mind. "It's not much, but there's a stable out back. It's warm, there's fresh straw. At least you'll have a place to rest." Joseph's face lit up with gratitude. Thank you, sir. You don't know how much this means to us. Nabal led them through the narrow alley beside the inn, the soft glow of the lantern illuminating their path. The night air was cool but pleasant, filled with the distant sounds of people settling in for the night. The stable was a simple structure, but it was clean and dry. As they entered, the gentle noises of animals greeted them. Sheep softly bleating, cows rustling in their stalls, the scent of fresh hay mixed with the earthly aroma of the animals. "I'll bring you some blankets and fresh water," Nabal offered. Mary and Joseph smiled warmly. "God bless you," Mary whispered. As Nabal returned to the inn to gather the items, he couldn't shake the feeling there was something special about this couple. "Why do I feel this way?" he wondered. "It's as if helping them is the most important thing I can do tonight." Have you ever done something kind for someone and felt a joy inside you? Nabal felt that joy growing in his heart. He didn't understand it fully, but he knew that offering the stable was just the right thing to do. The night grew deeper, and the bustling sounds of Bethlehem began to quiet down. Nabal finally sat down in his small office, sipping a cup of warm tea. He glanced out of the window and noticed that the bright star he'd seen earlier seemed to be shining directly over his stable. "How peculiar," he mused. "It's almost as if it's pointing the way." Just then, he heard excited whispers outside. Peering out, he saw a group of shepherds hurrying towards the stable, their faces illuminated by the soft glow of the star. Curiosity piqued, Nabal decided to follow them. As he approached the stable, he heard the gentle cooing of a newborn baby. The shepherds were gathered around Mary and Joseph, their staffs in hand, eyes wide with awe. "The angels told us the Saviour has been born," one of the shepherds exclaimed. "We came to see the baby wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger." Nabal's breath caught in his throat. He stepped inside the stable and the sight before him took his breath away. Mary, cradling a tiny baby in her arms, her face peaceful and radiant. Joseph stood by her side, his eyes filled with wonder. The stable seemed to glow with a light that wasn't just from the lanterns. It was as if joy itself filled the air. "Is this..." Nabal began, his voice barely above a whisper. Mary looked up at him and smiled. "His name is Jesus. He is the Son of God." He, an ordinary innkeeper, had played a part in this miraculous event. "Welcome to the world, little one," he said gently. As word spread, more people came to see the newborn king. Wise men from the east arrived, bearing gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. They knelt before the baby, offering their treasures with reverence. Samuel watched as the stable became a place of worship and joy. He couldn't believe that his small act of kindness had led to such an incredible moment. Have you ever done something small and later realized it was more important than you thought? Nabal realized that by opening his heart and offering what he had, he became part of a story that would be told for generations. The night was filled with songs of praise and gratitude. The star above shone brighter than ever, casting a heavenly night over the scene. As dawn approached, Nabal felt a deep peace settle within him. He looked at the fading stars and whispered a prayer of thanks. "Thank you, God, for allowing me to be part of this miracle." Nabal's journey teaches us that no act of kindness is ever too small. When he chose to help Mary and Joseph, even in a simple way, he became part of something extraordinary. Isn't it amazing how opening our hearts to others can lead to wonderful things? Think about a time when you helped someone or showed kindness. How did it make you feel? Just like Samuel, you have the power to make a difference in the world around you. By caring for others and offering what you have, you can bring joy and love into their lives. Remember, every kind act counts. You never know how far the ripple effects of your kindness can reach. So the next time you see someone in need, don't hesitate to lend a hand. Who knows? You might be part of something truly miraculous. Would you like to do that? Would you like God to help you? You would? Well, let's pray. Let's talk to God together. Let's be very still. Lord God, we thank you for the innkeeper and the way in which his kindness in offering Joseph and Mary a place to stay helped your son to be born into this world. Lord, we want to make this world a better place. We want to do kind things. We pray that even this week, you'll show us a kind thing that we can do for a member of our family or a friend. Something that will bring them real joy and which will honour you. Amen.